Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, for the Australians in the house, today is a special day. Now, in the season of Lent, you might see around today a lot of green, perhaps a leprechaun, some shamrocks or clovers, and perhaps a Guinness or two, as the church celebrates the solemnity of St. Patrick. And it's a special day of solemnity in Australia because it pays homage to the Irish Catholics, who were among the first Europeans to settle in Australia. And they brought with them the cultural and spiritual heritage of Irish Catholicism. St. Patrick, who is the patron of Ireland, was born at the end of the 4th century in Roman Britain, and was sold as a slave to the Irish when he was young. And after escaping back to Europe, he eventually became a monk and was ordained, and then he returned to Ireland to preach the gospel and evangelize the pagan nation. He almost single-handedly converted an entire nation, and there are many legends associated with him, most notably that he drove the snakes out of Ireland and that he used the image of the shamrock to explain the mystery of the Trinity. Nevertheless, as the historian Thomas Cahill observes, St. Patrick's gift to the Irish was his Christianity, the first de-Romanized Christianity in human history, a Christianity without the socio-political baggage of the Greco-Roman world. I personally recommend Thomas Cahill's book, How the Irish Saved Civilization. All in all, we need the great saint and missionary ever more today, as we encounter an ever-increasing de-Christianization. St. Patrick was known to have flair and zeal, but also cheerfulness and good humour. In other words, he was a true Irishman. And let us pray for his intercession and look to his example so that we too may be new St. Patricks in the new evangelisation. Let us pray. O God, who chose the Bishop St. Patrick to preach your glory to the peoples of Ireland, grant through his merits and intercession that those who glory in the name of Christian may never cease to proclaim your wondrous deeds to all. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.